Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Because we usually see them when they are swimming or playing, it's hard to imagine dolphins behaving aggressively toward one another. But as Quincy Gibson, research scientist in marine biology at the University of North Florida, explains, environmental factors can influence how a dolphin pod interacts.
Although aggressive encounters among dolphins are rarely observed, the toothrake marks that often result from such interactions serve as a useful tool for evaluating aggression levels in a population. However, no prior studies have quantified and compared toothrake marks in neighboring populations. This study examined both the recency and body coverage of toothrake marks on bottlenose dolphins from two Northeast Florida locations. The St. John's River, which is an international shipping port with high levels of commercial, military, and recreational vessel traffic, and the St. Augustine Inlet, which has predominantly recreational vessel traffic. Through weekly boat-based photo identification and behavioral surveys, our research team has identified over 300 individual dolphins. Photographs from a two-month period were examined for rake marks. At both sites, the majority of dolphins had toothrake marks from aggressive interactions. The extent of rake mark coverage across body sections did not differ by study site, which suggests that the severity of aggressive encounters was similar in both populations. However, on average, rake marks were more recently inflicted on dolphins in the St. John's River than in St. Augustine, suggesting that aggression may occur more frequently among St. John's River dolphins. These preliminary data suggest that the St. John's River dolphins may be experiencing stress, as indicated by increased aggression compared to other populations. Altered resting patterns may be a further indication of stress in this population. Dolphins are rarely observed resting in the river, which may be a consequence of the increased vigilance necessary around high levels of vessel traffic. Future studies quantifying dolphin and vessel interactions at each site will help establish if there is a link between the frequency of dolphin aggression and vessel traffic.
That was Quincy Gibson of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Dolphin.